This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Served up hot and fresh, live in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. The Packers got embarrassed. I don't even know if there's another way to put it. I said it last night in the Green and Gold Post game show with Gary, and I'm still using that term until I come up with something better. 38-3 Saints over the Packers. Davante Adams, just a few minutes ago, tweeted out, flush it and respond. That is the Davante Adams tweet that came out 10 minutes ago from the Packers wide receiver. Flush it and respond. Well, they better do something against the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football at Lambeau coming up here. I don't even know where to really begin other than, I guess, it really at the end of the day, it really all kind of begins with this guy right here.
Second down and 7. Rodgers throws and he's picked. Intercepted by Paulson Adebo. And it's a red zone pick for Rodgers, and the Saints take over up 14.
I like courtesy of Fox 6, Joe Buck there on the call. And that is an issue, obviously, because that's not something Rodgers does. Interceptions in general, he doesn't throw, Gary.
Well, it wasn't even a pass.
But red zone.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even a pass. He just kind of shuffled that or pushed it,
mm-hmm.
And of course it went behind Davante. That was not characteristics of some of the chances that he would normally take.
So that was one. Then here's the other one.
Third down for Green Bay, aired out down the middle. Pass is picked, intercepted by Marcus Williams. Second interception by Rodgers, and Williams still moving down inside the 20 and out of bounds near the 15, maybe the 10. Almost a desperation heave and the interception and a 50-yard return by Williams.
Yeah, but when you watch Marcus Williams, he's doubling Davante Adams.
Yeah, they were doubling Davante Adams, and Rodgers overthrew Davante, and that was the second interception.
So what did he come off
of
Davante
the third
then?
Quarter? I think they were both on Davante. He just ran past Davante. So I think he was coming from center field. I mean, I don't know what you call it in football, but whatever. Kind of coming across the top and got to the ball. Devontae's corner was with him, and then they were both doubling, and he saw him overshoot it. We can put it up on our screens. You can actually see it better than how I'm explaining it.
It's an influence route. Davante had to go all the way in to influence the middle state to
get him to vacate the middle, which they've done. So you tell the outside corner, Devontae, we're going to double him, but if he runs a corner route, which he did, you got to stay outside. Devontae normally beats those guys and flattens it out. But that play is for MVS to clear the safety out. But if I were a quarterback, I mean, which we all do Monday morning quarterback.
If I was.
Yeah. His depth would have gave it away. The guy was lined up 20 yards deep.
Who was?
The safety, the middle safety, the one that got the pick. So you're thinking to yourself, now, if you're Devontae and you're looking and see him that deep, you got to almost run at him to influence him to come with you. But if you go out and you don't, with the depth, the guy can just come over and it's a pick. Now, you tell MVS that if the guy is that deep, don't even run an eight, assuming that Devontae can't get him out of there. You just keep going on what we call a nine route. You got to have protection to do that, which he did at that particular time. So that guy fooled Aaron Rodgers. So you have to give that guy a lot of credit. That's film study, because they've hit people on that route a ton. So coaching will tell Devontae, really go hard at this safety. You got to sell it. Like, you're the one running the eight. So I'm on Devontae. And by the time he gets one step over, there's your throw. I didn't fault him for the first interception because they put Cam Jordan on the inside, and he worked the rookie, okay? Just worked him, ran right past him. And by the time Rodgers get a chance to feel like he wants to make a play, the guy's at his feet. So, he throws up. But the long lollipop, yeah, you can't make that throw. He's been around long enough to know that guy ain't moving. He ain't, no, because Aaron's seen this stuff.
Well, pre-snap reach should have told him that right away.
Yeah, the guy ain't moving. He ain't moving. They played a lot of two shell. This we don't want him in two shell. We want him in high, like one middle safety. This is the coverage we want. Now Devontae got to really get off and go right at the middle safety and then start to go back towards the sideline. And normally, the safety will say, okay, I'm going to double on him anyway. I'm going to go with him. Or I'm going to trust my corner. He's going to be outside, so I'm going to just stay in the middle. Again, film study. So you got to give the Saints a lot of credit on that. You really do. I mean, they've studied. That Dennis Allen kid is a good coordinator. But they got rookies in that secondary. And guys, they played good.
Yeah.
Jenkins is a grown man too, but they got young guys that bought into the plan, will double Devontae for the most part and make the other guys beat you. But when you get away from the run that early, hey man, they got four people to go after. You got two rookies on the offensive line. I don't know any quarterback that's gonna have a lot of time. But Gary, he went back to holding on to the ball like he used to a few years ago. Because I know what you're thinking. Hey, man, listen, I'm looking at 17-0. I need to get it all back. That's why coaches have to save us from ourselves and say, nope, we're going to run the football to get back into it, and we'll wait for our opportunities through play action. But straight drop back, these guys, I mean.
You play right into their hands.
That's what the Packers normally do. You get up. Now, their defense can tee off on you. But, hey, man, you got to give the Saints a lot of credit, tons of credit.
All right, let's take your phone calls. Let's dial it up. You want to vent? Let's vent. Let's have this conversation about the Packers getting embarrassed by the Saints. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. KJ in West Dallas, your first up on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, hello, my brothers. Nice to be back in the Milwaukee area from Hawaii, and was very disappointed with the performance of the Packers yesterday. I would have to say that a humiliating loss to me. I look at these guys, and nothing's really changed. I mean, from last year, from what I can see, in terms of their offensive and defensive line right now. And I'll tell you, last year I said there's three guys that are key for the Packers. That's Davante Adams, obviously Aaron Rodgers, and Bakhtiari. And missing Bakhtiari on that offensive line is huge. And the other thing is, they have not upgraded on the defensive line. They got a really nice secondary, probably minus Kevin King. I don't know if he needs to even be out there anymore. But right now, I look at this team, and they could be 10-7, or they could be 7-10, based on their schedule. But I looked at, I was looking at their schedule, and they've got some pretty tough games coming up. I think they're going to probably come close to sweeping the division, since it's so bad, it's horrible. But if they slip up, they could lose one or two of those games, and that could cost the game yesterday could cost them the playoffs. Quite frankly, so I mean, we're looking at a team that has to really do some soul searching on what they really their identity is.
All right, KJ, thanks for the call, KJ. Appreciate it. I'm not nice there. Sir, KJ. I'm not where he is. I'm not at the oh my god, they're not making the playoffs possibly or. Oh my God, they're only going to win 10 games. Like I'm not there yet. Now, as we talked about last night in the Green and Gold Post Game Show presented by Lakeland University, if they go lose to Detroit and Green Bay, okay, well, then I might start getting closer to that point. But, you know, as long as they do what they're supposed to do, come out and, you know, beat the Lions handily, then I think everything is fine and everybody goes back to not freaking out. And then it's San Francisco. And then you get another real test after
right,
that.
Right. It's just one game. Leroy hinted to something that I felt. That was very important is that I just felt that Rodgers just didn't play on time. This offense is basically, you remember, I think it was a couple years ago when they first started this offense, Matt LaFleur, because, you know, the coaches can draw up plays to in practice for a guy to come open because they work the defense as
right.
well. And I think the ball was supposed to go to someone else. And I think he threw it to a tight hole to Jimmy Graham. And LaFleur kind of got upset that he threw it to Jimmy Graham, but it was like an ungodly pass that Rodgers fit in there. And LaFleur was upset because he knew where the ball was supposed to go, somewhere else to another guy who was open. It felt like to me that Rodgers may have gotten a little uncomfortable or whatever, but just felt like that he just wasn't with what was going on or sticking maybe to the game plan of what was at hand. It just felt like Leroy said, he was holding on to the football just a little bit too long. And especially with that offensive line, it's a makeshift offensive line. They haven't done anything together. And I just felt like that he could have made that offensive line look a little bit better than what it did.
He is Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the two former Packers here on a Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Want to hear from you? You can either tweet us at Big Show Network or just dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Time for everybody to vent. Get everything off your chest. Maybe a good night's sleep. You're not as angry as you were yesterday. We'll find out next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Love gonna put it up. Slides, floats, caught by the young rookie, Amari Rodgers. And Rodgers gets looked at. Randall Cobb was not targeted in the ball game. And here's Rodgers up to grab it, the third-round pick from Clemson.
And that pick, that throw was from Jordan Love, the 19-yard pass. Jordan Love, the first Packer quarterback to convert a third down in that football game yesterday there in the fourth quarter as the Packers get embarrassed by the New Orleans Saints, 38-3. Rodgers, 15 of 28 for a .133, two interceptions, a 36.8 quarterback rating yesterday for the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, want to hear from you. This is your chance to vent. If you weren't able to get in on the Green and Gold postgame show last night, here's the opportunity to get in today, or maybe you did get in on post last night, had a chance to sleep on it, maybe you're not as upset as you were. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Pat in Green Bay. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I wrote down, I'm going to take you off the speaker here because it's,
yeah, please.
You can hear me when I'm talking. I wrote down like about 5 notes here, but the thing that was frustrating to me was that they looked like they were outcoached and the matchups were set so that we lost. We don't have the speed with like somebody like Kamara, and you see this time and time again where they get beat on the outside. You know, Smith is coming in too tight, and Kamara goes out and then heads out to the sidelines. I really thought that we were going to have more of an aggressive defense than I saw. I was just disappointed. It was, there was nobody flying around. There didn't seem like any excitement. It was more like catch rather than being aggressive. You know, some of the other games I watch on TV, these guys are, you know, they're running full speed. They're making tackles. They're pushing. They're shoving. And our team looked very, very flat. The other things I wrote down here, no run game. We didn't seem to have any run game at all.
Got behind too early, I think, with that, Pat.
Pardon?
I think they got behind. I think it, and then it forced them to throw the football a little bit more than what they really wanted to.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, Aaron Jones wasn't even used out of the backfield.
No, it wasn't a factor. Wasn't a factor at all.
Wasn't a factor at all, mm-mm. No. And, you know, the same thing on defense, King gets beat again. It looked like some of it replay, only our defense looked worse than last year, and our offense looked, I think they went in here way overconfident.
And I think that might that might be what it is, Pat, where they came in buying the hype that they were going to compete with Tampa Bay to win this conference and go to the Super Bowl. And Devontae Adams, you know, in training camp talking about this, the hungriest team he's ever been on, and Charles Woodson telling the team what Devontae said, that they've got all the pieces necessary and all this other stuff. And then looking at a Saints team without the Hall of Famer Drew Brees at quarterback with Jameis Winston, who hasn't, you know, been the best necessarily in his time as a starter in the NFL. And maybe they thought they were just going to come in and roll this team, and obviously it didn't happen that way.
I think everybody
thanks for the call, Pat.
Too. Everybody thought that would happen.
Yes.
Yeah, we picked the score. What was it? I said 28-17. What'd you say, Leroy?
31-21.
Steve, did you
pick the score? I don't think so, no.
Well, we did. I was on Spectrum News 1, which was.
So, yeah, we did. No doubt about it.
It happens, but here's what I was thinking about this, about the credit part of it. You got to give the Saints a lot of credit. These guys have not been home, and I think I tweeted this.
You did.
They have not been home for a long time. They've been in Dallas practicing. Their families, they moved all their family. That's a lot of stress. Their houses are damaged. They only have one thing to focus on. That's just the plan. Now, you don't get in. I don't buy into they want it more. I don't buy into that stuff. I think both teams want it. But I would think that you have to give them a lot of credit. They had a great game plan, offense and defense. Aaron Rodgers looked like Jameis Winston of old, and Jameis Winston looked like Aaron Rodgers. He was scrambling, threw 5 touchdowns. You know, but Gary, if it's going to be a trend of tight ends beating the Packers, T.J. Hockenson, who's on my fantasy team, ain't no joke, okay? Because you got tight ends out there that people don't even know these guys. And that's what I was telling you about. You don't need to know who these guys are. I mean, got wide open. So you, one thing you'll tell King, and I also tweeted this, some problems will get fixed, some won't. But you're so good, you can overcome it. If you said to Scotty Miller, okay, short guy, fast. Oh, hey, okay, you got me. You're fine. I had to live with that the whole offseason.
But
I'm looking at my sheet now. Number 11, fast guy.
Yeah.
You ain't getting behind. You can catch all you want up front, but you ain't getting behind me. And Winston throw a beautiful pass. Then you said to yourself, "Self, am I shocked by that? Probably not."
Well,
everybody's gonna be throwing they're gonna be throwing balls over there,
right? And but actually, I was, Leroy, because of exactly what you said.
Ooh,
like,
is that
like because exactly I was because of everything that you said, and just being a former player, knowing my limitations or how I'm going to get beat or what I can and can't do, you just wrote it down. You just said it. I'm not getting beat deep. No. You can catch 20 yards out on me all day. I'll come up and make that tackle, live to fight another day. I may be, Leroy, a little bit opposite of you about the Saints in that, to me, I think the Saints had more to worry about than the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, no secondary.
I don't. Well, not even that, but just
off the field stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who my mom and them at. I don't know who my baby mama at. I don't know who my daddy. I don't know who my cousin them. I don't know. Are they okay? Can we fly them out of here? To me, it felt like the Saints may have had more ancillary stuff on the outside to try to be distracted than what the Green Bay Packers had.
So we agree, to be. Right?
Is that what you said?
That's
same
what
thing?
He said.
Okay,
that's
yeah. What
he said.
Yeah, they had way more. And then you look at what the Packers, I don't know what they thought. I mean, maybe for them, was it the whole offseason that they were distracted by that, or they were so confident that they could just come in and Steve would say, roll the helmets out, yep. And it was just going to happen? I mean, it just felt like it was a team that was not necessarily focused from. I mean, the defense didn't so much bother me because we have been saying all preseason long, right? Doesn't that look like the same defense that we saw? So that didn't bother me. But I think there was
hope that maybe they would show you something different in the regular season.
Yeah,
I had a little hope that maybe we're just really vanilla. It's the preseason.
They played the same defense. I mean, the same. The Za'Darius Smith in the middle. When they wanted to go pass rush, they brought Za'Darius. He put in the middle. Preston Smith and Rashard Gary, they on the outside. You still had Kenny Clark. I
mean, so we should be a top 10 defense then if it's the same defense.
It was the same stuff, basically.
Same, pretty much the same guys.
Same personnel.
I think it looked worse.
Yeah, I mean, offense shocked me that they just couldn't get anything going.
All right, let's go to T.Y. in Philly. Sorry, you're next Lord. On the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys.
T.Y.
36, man. What's going on?
Got it.
Look, man, I look at it like this, man. I want to say this, man. First and foremost, man, when you see some of the things that the organization emphasized, like a Kevin King or, it's just insanity. They're just putting the same thing out there and expecting different results. So I kind of understand Aaron Rodgers' mindset and why he want to leave. And who knows, maybe it may be time for that after this season. How far can he go doing the same thing? It seemed like the organization did the same things over and over. So that's my first point. My second point is that the Packers are the Packers. They seem to have a loss like this every year. Every year. Last year was the Tampa Bay game. The year before that was the San Francisco game. What's concerning is that, you know, with losses like this, they'll go on and win 11, 12 games or whatever the case may be. Who knows? Maybe be the number one seed again. Who knows? But these losses tend to show up again at the worst times. And we've seen that time and time again. In 2011, you know, we got beat by Kansas City. They put pressure on us. Then we got to the second round of the playoffs, Giants. Same thing, showed up, they put pressure on Aaron Rodgers, we had a bad day, and so same thing like last year. We didn't play our best game in the NFC Championship game last year. So these types of losses seem to expose things that show up at the most, you know, critical time. My last point is going to be the defense. I don't see anything different about the defense. We're not strong up front on the D-line. We're not strong up front starting two rookies on the O-line. You look at a team like the Saints, turnovers, top three the last 3 years. You just look at their O-line. They manhandled, our D-line. And then the D-line, manhandled. You know, they standing these guys straight up on their feet. You know, so that's the difference between a team like the Packers and a team that's built to win Super Bowls. We rely on 12 to get us there and get the job done. But, not to say that he can't do it by himself, because we've been saying that a long time. But if the organization just keeps emphasizing the same thing, they're not changing anything, how can we expect anything more?
It'll change when Rodgers is gone. That's when it's going to change, Ty. Thanks for the call. That's when it's going to change. When Rodgers is gone, and now Jordan Love is the quarterback, then there's going to become more emphasis on, not that there hasn't been already, they've been drafting for 100 years on defense, but then there'll be more of an eye, I guess, on that side. The offense will be more along the lines of what Matt LaFleur probably envisioned when he got here, because he's not going to have the Hall of Fame-type quarterback anymore under center. I'm guessing Jordan Love will probably run more of what LaFleur is calling, maybe what Rodgers is, which, again, Rodgers will tell you he's earned with this Hall of Fame career the ability to change out of plays and do whatever he wants, which, again, I'm completely fine with. I think that's when you see some more of this stuff start to change a little bit, when you can't rely on 12 to bail you out of situations. You can't rely on 12 to cover warts on the team or so forth, which, again, if we go back to Ted Thompson, and Ted We Trust won a Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. He breaks a collarbone, they can't win a game, and everybody's like, oh, this roster is horrible. Rodgers was covering for Ted the whole time. Oh, my God. Remember, that's how that went. Yeah, everybody loved Ted. Yeah. Then Rodgers got hurt. Then you saw what it was, and you're like, oh, well, maybe this wasn't as good as we all thought it was, and the Hall of Fame quarterback was covering for him. And now it's going to be similar, where when he leaves, whenever that is, 3 years, 5 years, next year, whatever, and then you have to go with that average to good quarterback and not a Hall of Fame quarterback, then it'll become more along the lines of what Gutekunst and LaFleur want.
And it'll also give you some flexibility
financially,
spending money.
Yeah. Right.
That's more than important. I mean, more than anything else, that's what's going
to
happen.
Yep, no question. Let's go to Eric in Green Bay, listening to WDUZ, the fan in Green Bay. And I will tell you, Eric, earlier, while you were on hold, I had somebody tweet at me and wanted to bet me $100 of what you were going to say before you got on the air. I did not take the bet, Eric, but I am anxious to see what you're going to say.
Hey, excellent, man. Hope I win. I hope in his brain they won some money. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I tell you what, and they may have heard my call on the fan earlier this morning,
maybe.
Too. So
okay.
It may be a little similar.
Well, good thing I didn't take the bet then.
But I'll tell you, I'm putting this loss off on the coaching staff 100%. They were ill-prepared to play this game. It showed. This coaching staff has had an issue with being prepared to play games after a bye. This is the first game of the season, and they got it handed to them by whom we all thought was a much far inferior team. And I am not impressed at all by the Joe Barry defense. You think a guy who had never coached a winning defense before would make sure that on the first game of the year against an inferior opponent that they would smack the snot out of them? And they did not. As a matter of fact, they regressed. They looked worse. Kevin King picked up right where he left off last year. They have invested so many high draft picks on cornerbacks and neglected the line since Kenny Clark. Neglected middle linebacker. I don't know what these guys are seeing, but they get smoked every year by a team with strong middle linebacker play by those middle linebackers. Who smacked Aaron Jones in the NFC Championship game last year? Yeah, he led with the crown of his helmet, but, you know, physical, fast middle linebackers, they neglect the position completely. And this is what we get. This is exactly what we get. And they shouldn't have fired Pettine. They should have given him more tools. They hire a guy who coached an 0-16 defense. An 0-16 defense. This is what we get. Ill-prepared. I'm putting it on the coaching staff 100%. Did I win the guy $100?
No, we didn't.
The tweet was $100 says, at some point, Eric calls and blames Joe Barry. But he said, please do ask him about what he thought of Aaron Rodgers and the offense.
I thought the line looked terrible. I thought they were ill-prepared, and that's on the coaching staff.
All right.
And, yeah, Rodgers didn't look great either, but was he comfortable back there? Well, what's his great wide receivers? The great Davante Adams, people keep talking about best wide receiver in the league. In my opinion, the best wide receiver in the league catches the ball and gets his feet in bounds in the most important games of the year. You check Davante Adams' post-game stats. They are not pretty, man, especially in the games they got punched out of.
Well, all right, Eric. So, thanks for the call.
They may be in line to what Aaron Rodgers' stats are.
So Pro Football Focus put out their top five players, or at least the top five players for Pro Football Focus.
He didn't say a lot about Rodgers.
Skip that, but go ahead.
Yeah, he likes Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
So Jake tweets out the top five grades that Pro Football Focus has in this game. Elgton Jenkins graded out first at an elite level at 89.6. Then Jordan Love with second, 76.8 above average. Then Mercedes Lewis, 75 above average. Then Lucas Patrick, 73.9 above average. And then Josh Myers, 71.9 above average. Those are the top five. Last night, on the postgame show, I was critical of the offensive line.
Everybody is.
Rodgers then said that he thought they protected well.
He did.
So I went back and I watched some of it. I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched some of it. He's right. It just felt like to me he was under pressure, maybe more than he was, and maybe it was because he was holding on to the football longer than he should have been.
Because he was off time. He wasn't on time.
Yep.
That, I mean, he gets like that sometimes. I mean, he got like that under McCarthy where they had to try to rein him back and get him in. I think in this game.
He led the league in throwaways.
Yeah, I think in this game he was just not on time. For whatever reason, it just didn't work for him.
Just crazy. All right, we'll come back. We'll take more of your calls to Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Dial it up. Let's vent 855-830-8648. Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar is finally here. It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger. Creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy onions, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you just love. All on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app and get the new Big Bacon Cheddar cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Can't do that against a well-coached and quality football team. Our guys are going to have to take a long, hard look in the mirror. It starts with myself. Obviously, didn't get these guys ready to play ball, and that's what happens when you go out there and play like that against a good football team.
Matt LaFleur not sugarcoating anything in his press conference.
That's how I like it, man. Keep it 100 with your team.
Yeah, he was not sugarcoating anything. Packers lose 38 to 3. And taking your calls on that, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Rise, Shine, and Don, baby, for just $1.99 right now at Wendy's. You can get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run, don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. I saw Jason Whitlock, who I don't agree with much.
I haven't seen him in a while.
On Jason Whitlock. But Jason Whitlock was tweeting out how Wendy's breakfast sandwiches are on fire, apparently, he had just had it the other day. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of amusing. All right, let's go to Reagan in Green Lake. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Green Lake is beautiful.
Where's that?
It's out towards like the Princeton area, right? It's by Princeton, like a half hour away from Princeton, Wisconsin.
It's like basically right next to Princeton.
Yeah, it's right there.
A couple miles. So.
What kind of fish y'all catch up there?
Well, I don't know Princeton, Leroy, real quick. Where's a bigger city?
Where's Princeton?
It's like 20 minutes from Oshkosh.
Oh, there you
go. There you go.
Okay,
thank you, Gary.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Princeton's got the best flea market ever, so that's on Saturday mornings during the summertime. All right, nice. Go ahead, Reagan.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call. But first, kind of wanted to start out to say, like, not a lot of people talked about, like, the chemistry, obviously.
Sure.
Like, after the game for, like, the initial reaction, which I kind of thought was weird.
Sure.
Since Rodgers wasn't around all offseason. Because, like, playing, like, college football and stuff, I know the NFL's different. But, like, say you missed out on spring ball and then fall camp, all you did was, like, individual and, like, a couple team reps. Your first game rolls around. I don't see how that's going to work, basically, because it's all chemistry and timing. And obviously, like, last year they were hitting, but I mean, so many things change every year, and it showed up. And then I'm not blaming it all on Rodgers, but it's like you want all these, like, you want to be included on everything, personnel decisions, play calling, this and that, but then when the pressure comes your way, and then it kind of just like fold, and like from a previous caller standpoint, it kind of happens like every couple, like twice a year in the big games, you know, like the Packers are always the team to get punched in the mouth and never the one to really out physical anyone, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of been an MO for a long time.
Yeah.
But I mean, see, that's the issue, though, in general. Has this team ever been physical? Ever?
We talked about that last night.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. They've never been like the
Steelers. 2010, basically.
The thing about Reagan, they've never been like the Steelers or the Ravens, any of those hard-hitting teams. That's just not who this team has been ever. And when Mike Pettine got here, being the Rex Ryan disciple, that's what I thought was going to happen. I was like, oh, finally, we're going to get somebody that's going to teach this. But that's just not who. And, you know, I just thought of something. Reagan, thanks for the call. Is it the coaching of why we don't have that style, or is it the players that are drafted simply don't fit that style? Because the Steelers or Ravens draft a certain type of guy, but I feel like maybe the Packers don't draft that same type of guy.
Well, they got one guy in Za'Darius Smith, and he seems like I always get the bad calls all the time because the call that he got was
bogus.
Yeah, it was a bogus call.
Agreed.
So you're looking for more guys, I would say, like that. I would say Rashard Gary is like that. I would say Preston Smith is like that. The kid that they have at inside backer, now the new guy, what's his
Campbell.
Name? Campbell. I think he's – if you're looking for a guy that plays with edge, I think you look. I think all those guys do. I think – listen, the NFL has changed a little bit. I mean – You go from back when I played where they worked your tail off and you had no energy to go through the regular season, right? And then you fast forward today where they don't do anything in preseason. And then I think there is something to it that you may have to play a little bit in the preseason to try to get your timing down. But then if you look around the NFL during preseason, the Ravens can't even get running backs now. They done lost everybody to ACLs. I mean, if you look, just look around the league where a lot of these guys getting hurt during preseason, you're paying these guys a lot of money. I don't want to get these guys hurt during a preseason game. So it's kind of it's a tough situation to try to play your guys in preseason and keep them healthy, but also you may suffer some of the consequences the first game of the year when nobody is, you know, had any time together. Now, if you're a veteran team, I feel like the Packers were, but they're not because the offensive line is different. But if you're a veteran team, like maybe the Buccaneers, although those guys played, but if you're a veteran team like the Buccaneers, maybe they can get away with it because they're bringing back everybody. But it seemed to be that the Packers, you could, if you wanted to, maybe point fingers at no preseason, guys
what
didn't
about
play
this?
Leroy. What do you think?
What about this, Leroy? Jason tweets at Big Show Network. I don't know if you guys heard Sean Payton's presser. He said he knew what calls Barry was going to make based on how the Rams lined up last year. That's probably not going. That's probably not good being that predictable.
So what?
That always happens all the time.
So
I know a lot of people make that a big deal. That happens all the time.
So what? You know what I'm going to run?
Yes.
We're going to run West Coast offense. We're going to run box post defense. So what? Your players just got to play better.
Yeah.
So if I were coaching, if this was my team, ain't none of my starters playing in preseason. Nah, bruh. Nope. Let the guys will play. There's no wavering on that. You ain't playing. No, absolutely not. I don't care what the Joneses are doing. Our offense is blue. We're not going to change it to white because they're doing theirs. Fine. It's just I want you to be healthy. Practicing. Aaron Rodgers, MVP, he ain't played no preseason. He didn't play a lick. A lot of these guys don't play. And if you want to play your guys, fine. Because I don't think you can have it both ways. Because if you put him out there, if for some reason, you know, if you think like that, some reason he gets hurt, you're done.
Just like he shouldn't have been out there to start the fourth quarter yesterday when the game was clearly over.
Well, no, I disagree with that. And that's fine. We can always disagree. Anytime it's time on the clock, I see Aaron Rodgers bring his team back. So you got to see if that's going to happen. It can happen. Sometimes you need a spark and it happens. But if you want to get Jordan Love some time, which I'm a big Jordan Love fan, so I was glad to see him.
Hopefully he won't get much more time the rest of the year. Hopefully we won't do this again.
But hey, listen, we don't pre-watch the games. We got to watch it, just hope it happens the way we want. Back to this physical stuff that – I know it sounds great. I get it. I just want you to just tackle the guy. You ain't got to hit him. You ain't got to knock all out of his mouth. Just get him on the ground. Just keep contained 55. Don't let him get around you. You got to be physical to do that. I want a defense that's just smart. A defense that's opportunistic and take advantage of the opportunities. And do his job, not your brother's job. your job. Do your job. That's all I want. And you make it simple. And I knew it was going to be a lot. And I know they knew that they were going to get a lot of smoke with Barry because you basically said the only thing that was a problem was Pettit. That's basically what you said. You
pretty much.
Everybody but him.
Yep. So. He's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. It is the Wendy's Big Show. David in Green Bay listening to WDUZ. The Fan in Green Bay leads us off next. Talking about the Packers getting embarrassed by the Saints yesterday.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show serving up hot and fresh. Packers get embarrassed by the Saints 38-3 yesterday, letting you vent. Get it off your chest. Yell at us. Don't yell at your kids and your wife. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Yeah, please don't do that. But if you can't really concentrate, I got a place for you. Newman Medical Center. They can keep you focused on the big picture. And, big picture for some, I mean, because sometimes we live in the moment, but sometimes you got to think about down the line. Men's health is something we want to take care of at this moment. Call this number, 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. That's New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
Let's get David in Green Bay in here real quick. David, we got a minute for you. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? You know, when you look at the NFL, normally defenses don't come together till week four, and, scores start going down. And you look at where we were at the last 2 years with LaFleur. You know, we started the year, I believe, with the Bears, and we also had the Vikings. You look at games like that, I think we had 10 points against the Bears.
Yep.
Those are just warm-up games. I think Bama could have beat those teams. And, with this time we faced a playoff team that came out ready to go, and we just weren't ready. I think they'll probably have the best week of practice of the season after that little bowl of humble soup.
You would assume so.
I don't think I read too much into this. I just see a team that wasn't prepared, a little high on themselves. And
I hear you. We got to run, David. David, okay, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks,
continue on. Wendy's Big Show up next here on the Big Show Radio Network.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.